good afternoon or good evening. This is Ralph Winterode calling from the far north, truth seeker of the far north, looking for the truth. And it's quite astounding when we when we turn over the rock and we see what's really going on. Actually, it's enough to shock the conscience. I think I'll talk a little bit today, and if anybody's got any questions, be sure and call in. Talk a little bit on the deal on issues with the IRS, but I did a post out on my email list, and it's really astounding. The citizen of the United States and the citizen of the United States of America, I don't know how to say it. It's just so unbelievable that the people do not get the difference. We have been hoodwinked. When someone is naturalized into our country, called jus soli, because of the land, that's a birthright that attaches to the land. And you get a certificate, which I sent out on all of the email lists, from the government, our second government, but you have to take an oath of allegiance to qualify to get to enter into our country, an oath of allegiance. And if you violate that, you can be a traitor, or it's treason. If you owe allegiance to the United States and you do something to adhere to the enemies or give them aid and comfort, it's guilty of treason, and the penalty is death. Or it says, or shall be imprisoned. This, by the way, is in Title 18 under crimes of Section 2381, treason. Now, this is really serious stuff. So when I become a citizen of the United States of America, and that's what it says on the certificate, I've got the documents where Congress enters, quote, their office and the people under them as a citizen of the United States of America. Because the United States of America is, then it's the in front of it is the sovereign. And then it has an agent called the United States within the several states. In the world, it's the United States of America. That's the actual party that's the sovereign. And it is a confederation of sovereign countries, known initially as the original states. Now it is known as the several states after the Articles of Confederation. It's also in the Constitution of the United States. Now, if you go look at, which I've been talking on the last two shows, being a citizen of the United States, that's only under the penalties of perjury. So what is perjury about? Perjury only has to do with the veracity of the affidavit or the document with which you are swearing that it's under true and correct, under the penalties of perjury, that the affidavit or what if the facts that are in that are true and correct. And so what's the penalty for violating saying that you're a citizen of the United States? That's in Title 18, 9/11, and that's only 3 years in jail. Do not see a difference. Because if you are a citizen of the United States of America, you have an oath of allegiance attached. And the allegiance, you look the up, the issue is, I owe unequivocal allegiance to my country. Absolute. And in exchange, I get the protection of my inalienable rights from my country. Or if someone makes war, we're all in it together. Big, big difference between the two. It's so unbelievable that you cannot believe that this is going on. So the next question then is, who does the IRS tax? What entity or what name or what is it that the IRS taxes? And the attorneys won't touch this one with a 10-foot pole. because they don't understand the problem. And one of the cases is a bankruptcy case of Maryland. He's a debtor. And a lot of times you'll find some really good information in the bankruptcy side, because this is where we're arguing about money. And, of course, it's like looking at an insurance policy or a banker's document, because they have to state it in there because they're going to cover themselves for the money side. And this is right out of the case. Title 26, United States Code, Section 1. Looks like we're going into break, so I'll tell you who the IRS is taxing, and then we'll pick it up after the break.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, this is Ralph, and we're back from break. And I was talking about who the Internal Revenue purportedly taxes. Do they tax citizens of the United States? Citizens of the United States of America? Who is it that they tax? There's got to be somebody that they tax. Well, this was in a bankruptcy case, and it was 1997. And the the judge in here is quite clear. 26 U.S.C. Section 1 imposes income taxes on individuals rather than citizens. And it says Maryland does not assert or argue that he is not an individual, as indeed he cannot if he wishes to be a debtor in Chapter 13, Section 101E. So if you want to go to bankruptcy court, you've got to be an individual. And, of course, the next question is, and this is really the game, I mean, it's the Attorney General the other day with the senator was arguing with Schumer on about the writ of habeas corpus. And is it amazing that both sides can be 100% right? Because the Attorney General was wordsmithing the words, and the senator wasn't picking up on it. And that's what's so interesting when you go into these, like I've sat in on a couple of IRS cases up in Alaska. And on one of them, why, within 10 minutes, I already knew that the person was guilty. BCAP happened to be the attorney, which I, him and I have a great disagreement with his tactics. I won't go beyond that because he's not able to disagree with me on the air, but it's just absolutely astounding when you listen to these people talk. And when they're talking, you're hearing one thing and they're hearing and they're talking something else because they're talking in terms. It's all codified. And when they talk in Title 26, Section 1, about an individual, what's an individual? Well, we have to go to Title 5, 52A, and look at number A2, and it says an individual means. And when it says means, if it's not there, it isn't. And there's only two things, a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. So when they're talking about an individual, they're talking about a citizen of the United States. Now, there are two citizens of the United States that I can easily identify. One is, in the slaughterhouse cases, they attempted to delineate any, quote, privileges and immunities that a citizen of the United States had. And they basically, a citizen of the United States, they tried to dissect it out. It's like trying to take a brain out of a man or a woman and saying that you have a man or a woman. But there's almost nothing there. And we have the same problem with that as like when the Supreme Court said there are three United States, and of course only one of them is with the several states under the Constitution of the United States. Well, of course, the obvious question is, well, so where did the other two come from? They just made them up. It works. It's a fiction. So now an individual, we think of an individual as separating us out of a class of people or a status. Individual is one. Not so. If it said an individual was Santa Claus, we would say, well, no, wait a minute. No, that there can't be so. Because you have to, again, take, and it's twice removed, and you cannot file an income tax using the 1040 without being an individual. It says individual income tax. So you are an individual. You're admitting to it. And that's what's so astounding as to what sit in these trials and watch these documents being entered as evidence as business records. And the attorney's sitting there on his duff, and all they're doing is saying, is that your signature there, sir? Oh, yeah, you betcha. Now, it's under the penalties of perjury. Of course, the IRS is a unique one because it says it's true, correct, and complete. Where else do you see that? Anywhere. The truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You can't argue with it. And as soon as you have allowed that to enter, ball game's over. You just agreed that every term, all of the nuances of that particular document are true and correct, because perjury has to do with the correctness of everything that's entered and the words that are on that form. And, of course, you must put a Social Security number down. Well, of course, you cannot get a Social Security number unless you're a citizen of the United States. So here we're in this commonality as all roads lead like an octopus back to the head of the octopus. Now, you can go to 6011, which is an interesting, because that's one of the ones where they, and I know there are some people out here now that are saying there's no laws that create a obligation upon me. Well, actually, if you really want to get super technical, better be real careful with that, because if you make a couple of statements that you are a citizen of the United States or you're an individual and you put it under your signature, you do owe protection money to the IRS. That's what they're doing. No different than the mafia. It's protection money. The IRS, if you want this benefit, you want this fictitious status, you must pay protection money so that this enforcement arm, which is, it says right in the Social Security Act 1935, IRS is the enforcement arm. It's the bureau there, but it changed over to the IRS service. What's in the name? So if you want to be, if you want the benefit, you want to operate with this fictitious status, then you must pay protection money so that the IRS doesn't select your number and prosecute you either civilly or criminally. Of course, when you start reading the indictments, they don't allege a crime. We don't have crimes anymore on the federal side. They killed that in 1948. Everything is an offense now. Technically, an offense isn't even indictable. Only a crime is. I mean, this is like visiting the land of Oz, and you pull back the curtain, and there's not even anybody there of any size. There's nobody there. It's just unbelievable that this was going on in America and nobody seems to have caught on. Now, it's real easy to prove under the regulations because the most people do not understand, and of course they've made it difficult to understand. The agencies are an agent of who? They don't want to disclose that. Agencies operate only by regulations under the authority of either Congress or the legislature. Now, it says that they operate by regulations. Now, you get these letters all the time in the mail, and do they give you a regulation, though? Can we prove? Everything's about evidence. If you can't prove it, we all have opinions, and it's nice that we do. But we require proof. So in 26 CFR 601.101, it says, the regulations relating to taxes administered by the service are contained in Title 26 of the Code of Federal Regulations. That seems pretty clear to me. So, obviously, how many letters do you ever get in the mail if the IRS is coming after you with a regulation with the statutory authority? None. Almost nothing ever talking about a regulation. Looks like the music's coming, so we'll be going to break, and I will continue on about how to find the real, quote, closest thing to law in the CFR. So we'll be back after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Well, we're back from break again. And I will continue on. With Pacer now, it's quite interesting because you can dial in and for not too much of a charge, and you can see what's going on in some of these court cases and see what the attorneys are doing and see what the, quote, second government, the one outside the Constitution, is doing. Agencies work for somebody. Well, they do not want to disclose who they're supposed to work for. And, of course, the agency for the IRS should work because Congress is supposed to lay and collect taxes. Of course, they don't want to disclose that they're sitting under Congress. But to be under their statutory authority, the IRS has already agreed to, it's a mandate of Congress, that they're supposed to post the regulations so that we have knowledge of it. That's in Title 5, 552A1. I mean, it's right there. I mean, there's no, it's not really hard to read if you understand what it's saying. It's there. So the question is then, why doesn't anybody, I mean, it's in 552A1 and it's D, and it says here, generally applicability adopted as authorized by law, and they have to be posted in the, quote, Federal Register. Of course, that's to give us notice, so if we complain, it's like the slave master or the slave owner over the slave master, and we're supposed to be able as slaves to complain, and they're going to listen. Probably not going to happen. And it says right in it that if it's not published and we don't have notice, it has no effect. Now, of course, the IRS agrees to this. That's entitled 26 CFR 601.702A. This is published by the IRS, and they agree that they're going to abide by the mandate of Congress. They also agree in there that there are three types of regulation. Of course, the first obvious question is, how did we get away from the laws of the United States? And that's, I've dealt on some of that, but we're into the CFRs. And Chrysler versus Brown, a Supreme Court case, has said the only ones that have force and effect of law are the ones that are published in the Federal Register. And there's a certain type of them that's published in the Federal Register. But there are three types. There is the 601, or the ones that are procedural rules. There are the 301, which are administrative rules. And there are the Part 1, which are called substantive regulations, or substantive. Substantive regulations. So we have three types of regulations sitting in the Code of Federal Regulations. And they're all mixed up and jumbled, because obviously we wouldn't want to make this easy. And if you don't have a computer, or if you don't understand that there are three tables in there for the 601, 301, and Part 1, actually it's Part 20 for a state, and the Part 31 for the employment, and Part 1 for the individual, there are actually three tables. They list all of the substantive regulations, with the exclusion of some other ones that are intermingled. So the question is, how do I go into the CFRs and find out what has, quote, force and effect of law? Now, that's a nice thing. It's not law, but it looks like law. But the Supreme Court says it has force and effect of law, and it has force and effect of law to reach back from outside the Constitution and create an obligation on you and me. Well, it's actually quite simple once you understand what you're looking for, because it's in the instructions in the CFRs. Of course, again, they're not going to advertise it, but it's actually there in a couple of places. And it says it has to be in parentheses, not the brackets, parentheses, and it'll have the word authority. And then it will list the statutory authority for that regulation. That's how you identify the subsidy regulations. That has force and effect of law on us. Of course, you know, the IRS doesn't use those. Why would they? Nobody even understands they're there. Very few people even have the tables. The parallel table of authorities is an absolute ruse. You can look up some of the statutes, and it'll say it's in Title 27, Part 70, but it doesn't tell you the exact location of what you're looking for. The subsidy regulation tables, and knowing how to search them out, if you have access to Westlaw, you might be able to get them on the government webpage, show you all of the subsidy regulations that are under the statutory authority of Congress. So they've delegated this to somebody else. Of course, we know it's for the citizens of the United States, because you have to go back to Title 26, Section 1. Well, who do we tax? We tax individuals. Now, that is interesting. You know, I don't recall that part being in any of the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the several states, that there's somebody called an individual. They just made it up. Sounds good. And when they're talking about individuals in the courtroom or in the conversation, they're talking about a citizen of the United States, which is a grant from Congress, which Congress then, because it's a grant, no different than the child at home. Parent grants an allowance to one, doesn't grant an allowance to another one. The parent controls the remedy, or the lack of the remedy. Unbelievable that they've gotten away with this with all of these, quote, brilliant professors and people that are sitting in these colleges that are supposed to be intellectually and gamefully employed to disclose these things. Well, we're going to break again, and we'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, we're coming back from break again, and I was talking about in the CFRs, the three types of regulations, the one that has force and effect of law, must, anybody that's done any work in the Code of Federal Regulations, if it has, that you will see it has to be published, and they have at the bottom, they have the brackets, in square brackets, where the Federal Register location is. That is not the authority. It will be located above that in that particular regulation. But of course, that would be too easy for the people to figure out. So they have three different tables, of which I posted. I may get around and send those out again on the special email list for the people that are interested in actually having some documentation to prove this. And you would have to know that this table exists, and then go find somewhere in all of those books where this is. This is like a treasure hunt. It's all hidden. All hidden. So I look at these indictments that people do, and it's just astounding. I don't know. I used to think that possibly the attorneys were all in on it. I'm thinking we have a whole passel of people that are of attorney, and all they understand is procedure. They've never been taught law. Just like that bankruptcy case. And it's called ultimate facts. The indictment must allege ultimate. You could exchange that word with the word essential facts. So the indictment, if it's a criminal prosecution, must allege you're an individual, or they'll mention it in passing and you don't even catch on what's happening in the individual when it's used in the indictment. They must allege you're a citizen of the United States, because the ultimate facts, the essential elements that are alleged, that are factual, must be presented to the grand jury, or to the jury, to the petit jury. And one of the most astounding is, in this whole thing, and Cheek is an extremely well-known case concerning willfulness, I'm not sure anybody's ever read it. I don't understand it. There are four distinct parts that it clearly articulates. The first one is there must exist a definite and knowable law. Well, technically, it's Title 26, Section 1. And then, of course, the duty arises under 6011. If we have time, I'll go into that. So, number one, there must be a knowable law. Now, don't say laws of the United States, because they don't do those anymore. We've done bypassed that. We're outside the Constitution. But it says there must exist a definite and knowable law. And there's a lot of people say, where's the law? And nobody, the judge says, I am going to give you the law. Never does. It's a ruse. And unfortunately, the jury doesn't catch on, very few of them. Number two in Cheek, this definite and knowable law must impose a legal duty to file by statute or by regulation. It must be to create a legal duty. Well, of course, prior to the overthrow of our government, all crimes and stuff, the only legal duties were on public officers. You can go look this up in Bouvier's under the word crime. I'll probably get around and scan that in and be posting that. They had a legal duty to perform malfeasance, misfeasance, nonfeasance, or writ of quo warranto. We could fire the suckers. Fire them. Of course, we don't do that anymore either. But so number one, there must be a law that's definite and knowable. How can I obey it if I don't know? Then it's got to oppose a legal duty. It's like, my neighbor says I have to mow his lawn over there. Well, obviously, there's got to be a legal duty. I have to mow his lawn once a week. That's the legal duty. How does government get in a position of imposing obligations upon us? Well, we signed up for the benefit. No different than the child at home. I'll give you an allowance, or maybe I'll give you one, but by the way, you got to do the dishes, you got to wash the car. You got to do your homework. You got to make a certain grade. These are legal. These are obligations that I'm imposing, because I made the grant. I control the remedy or the lack thereof. So number one, we have a definite and knowable law. Nobody can find out what it is. It's actually out there. If you want to enter this fictional world, number two, it's got to impose a legal duty to file by either statute or by regulation. Actually, it has to have a regulation, a subsidy one, which is 6011, Title 26, 6011. And they say we have to make the form available and the regulations behind it. Try to get the IRS to talk about what form for an individual, and then just give me the regulations in support of it. I went through them all, every one of them. Nothing to do with you and me. Nothing. It's a real long list, but I went through every regulation that is authorized by 6011. The third item is this legal duty to file imposed by this definite and knowable law by statute or regulation must be known by the person that's being charged, the defendant. He has to know about it. Of course, in the common law, we're deemed to know the law, but in this crazy world, who in the world could figure out all of the nonsense that they've got in the Internal Revenue Manual or the stuff, because it's all obfuscated to confuse people. The average Joe, 99.999% of it you can throw in the toilet. It's irrelevant. And the real killer that they get people for is willfulness, which the defendant must have voluntarily and knowingly violated this known legal duty imposed by a definite and knowable existing law, by statute, or by regulation. Cheek versus United States, 498 U.S. 192. On page 199, 201, and 202, through 202. Well, anybody that has access to PACER or anybody that is involved in this, number one, should go after the indictment immediately. They're all fraudulent. I mean, without exception. Absolutely without exception. What's even more unbelievable, and you can go on the internet and check this out, it's all available out there, is that they put the jury instructions off of these home pages. Not all of the courts have these. The 3rd, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th Circuit, the 8th, the 9th kind of works around it, the 10th and the 11th, and there's the other ones that do not have, they're called model jury instructions. Those are the killers. Those are the criteria that the jury is going to judge the facts on against the law. Would you like to guess what they put in the jury instruction? It's so, I don't know what the word is beyond unbelievable. They put in the jury instructions that the known legal duty, which is a question of law, where's the law and the legal duty, is to be ascertained by the jury. That's unbelievable. And what's even more is that in U.S. versus Pyro, P-I-R-R-O, in the Second Circuit, it said this known legal duty is a question of law, and it is a reversible error and cannot be put before the jury. They also said this back in 1993 in U.S. versus Ingredient Tech Corp. It said, and I'm quoting, it would be very confusing to a jury to have opposing opinions of law admitted into the evidence as involving a factual question for them to decide. Tax law is uncertain. The indictment should be dismissed. Questions of law are for the court. The judge never gives the law because he can't. And in Russo's film, they had a jury member on there where they sent a question out and the judge sent back, oh, you've got everything you need. There's no law, folks. There is 26. If they really disclosed what was going on, there'd never be another indictment. Well, because technically there is a law. It's really not a law. It's an Act 26, Section 1, is for if you want to claim this status of an individual, which is a citizen of the United States, which is a fiction in law created by Congress for the benefit of which they control the remedy, absolutely, unequivocally, the Supreme Court has ruled if you accept the benefit, you are bound by the conditions for the benefit. Don't accept the benefit. Of course, people talk today about rights, gay rights, employer rights, employee rights. Those rights are all fictitiously made up benefits. They are not inalienable rights. Inalienable rights are not these type of rights. A right is a generic word, and it must be prefaced by what type of right? With an adjective, inalienable rights. And they are not something that my slave master, the Congress, or the legislature can control, because if they control it, I have no inalienable rights. They can take away or add to at will. Just like they do Social Security every day of the week. They're wanting to add this, they're wanting to do that. So they're arguing about the slave masters, which is what unknowingly the Negroes were subjected to after the Civil War, without their control, of course. They moved over from being under the plantation owners to Congress. They just had a better slave master. In appearance, anyway. And, of course, then in 1870, they very quietly passed a law of the United States that said that, oh, those of African descent can be naturalized, and they are equal in all respects to the, quote, white citizen. So there's no more white citizens, they're black citizens. They're all citizens of the United States. They all have inalienable rights. There's not one iota of difference. Shh, we won't tell nobody. because we have Congress did every they overthrew every branch of government. They tried to overthrow the laws of the United States. They took away the several states from the South. They took away the citizenship, or citizen of the United States of America, or citizen of New York, if you are domiciled. They overthrew the whole, quote, constitutional government by 1878. They overthrew it all. And then all they've been doing since then is filling in the little parts. Of course, Congress legislated out of existence the judges, Article III judges, then they legislated out the courts of the United States, and then they handed off to the president under the Reorganization Act, hey, Mr. President, you go in there and wipe out the executive branch, all those officers of the United States, those offices with powers and duties that we created, you go clean that all up, get rid of the land, create fictional money, and they did it. Started with Roosevelt, Truman, Ike, they've all done it. To some degree, I haven't checked out all of the reorganization plans, but I was always curious. I didn't know what they were doing. I knew they were up to some nefarious, evil something, but I just didn't understand what they were doing. So we go back to these indictments, these criminal indictments. IRS every day is destroying people's lives, taking their property that they don't even own, that they don't understand the three parts of property. We're just tenants on the land, taking care of it for somebody else until we happen to not pay the protection money for the goons called the Internal Revenue Service that comes along and says, well, you've been a bit of a problem, and we got some of this fictional money here, and I don't know. I think we'll either try to we'll go through our little procedural smoke and mirrors, and then we'll come out and try to do a judgment, force a judgment on you, reduce to judgment, take your property, or you really made us mad, and we're going to, quote, prosecute you criminally. Of course, it's not a crime what you're doing. That's sitting in Title 42, 1988. It's a vindication of civil rights, criminal and civil matters. We think you are a suspect because you have not been paying the protection money. I challenge anybody to read Title 42, 1988, and understand what all it takes. It's beyond the scope of this show that I'm doing right now to sit down and all the nuances. But quickly stated, in 1878, it's just like attaching a piece of bubble gum. They attached this fictitious entity, this second government. They put it into the crimes. They put it into the judiciary. The crimes of Title 70, which is 1878, they put in Title 24. The civil rights, they put in the Title 13 of 1878 judiciary. And then by 1948, they had dismantled all the courts, all the judges on the federal side. So then they moved it back away from there when it's no longer like a Band-Aid. Let's put it back over in Title 42. People never figure it out. We've got rid of the courts of the United States. We've got rid of the judges. We've got, I mean, there's no remedy. We only have one court left, Supreme Court of the United States. That's it. The only reason why it's still sitting there is because they can't, Congress cannot legislate it out of existence. It's in the Constitution. There's got to be one Supreme Court. Of course, I've spoken on this before, but what they do, what they've done there is they created a fictitious writ of certiorari, of which you have no remedy. It's strictly up to the now the Chief Justice Roberts and his, quote, justices. Total discretionary, has nothing to do with the jurisdiction of the filing, has nothing to do with the merits. Supreme Court's ruled on it. Yeah, so it has nothing to do with anything. So they just closed the door. So when you get denied down at the bottom end, they just hit denied, 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 been there, done all this. Started off in state court with IRS, went clear to the Supreme Court, clear through the rehearing. Nobody has jurisdiction in this country to hear the case. Now, that's an interesting situation to be in, isn't it? We never did get the law declared, right or wrong. It's still an open case, and there's nowhere to go. We have no remedy. There's no due process of law. We have a, I actually have a case sitting in the Supreme Court, which I've mentioned on a writ of error. It's been there for a month. I had to get permission to file the writ of error to say, would you guys please declare the law? Please declare the law, do your job. Usually the Supreme Court, in my limited experience, they will probably usually within about 2 weeks, less than 20 days, they always kick them back if they're not going to do anything with them. So it's been up there for over 30 days. So the writ of error, with a writ, is a mandatory precept. I am the guy, like we are the sovereigns, and I have an issue of law, and I am asking them, I'm not asking, I'm demanding they declare the law. And if they don't do that, we have no republic, folks. And then, like on my post I'll put out, and I'll go over, there are some remedies, but it's not going to be easy. Well, we'll go to break, and we'll be back after the break again.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, we're back from break again. And I was talking about the Internal Revenue fraud that's being perpetuated upon America today and these fraudulent indictments. It's really disheartening to sit by and see people's lives destroyed with these by the Internal Revenue Service. And then what's even more unbelievable or distressing is that if you have an issue, you go to what we think is a court. And there's no lawful judge there. There's no public officer. of any of the several states. He has no judicial power of any of the several states. The courts of the United States don't exist. It's all a ruse. It's all a great big ruse. So the problem is, what do we really do to get our republic back? I mean, it's disheartening when you're the president and these senators and our congressmen and our state legislators and assemblymen talk about a democracy. They don't even use the word republic. So are they trained? Are they that ignorant? Or are they trained to say democracy? Democracies always fail. Rule, mob rule will never. We have a republic where we retain sovereign, inalienable rights, and we made a limited delegation to the several states, and we made a grant to the United States. I can unequivocally tell you that there are no public officers in the territorial boundaries of Alaska. There are no officers of the United States under the Constitution of the United States in the territorial boundaries of Alaska. They don't exist. Alaska is not even one of the several states. That's what's so unique, which may actually, in some respects, makes Alaska easier to discern the tyranny and acts of the considered treasonous acts when there's two or more of them with intent and you give them the law that are being perpetuated upon the people within Alaska. It's right in the enacting clause of Alaska. We're not one of the several states. We're not one of the United States of America. We're not one of those sovereign countries with limited delegation. And what's so astounding is they print this. And what's even more astounding is, what does it take to wake up the people out of it? Because they don't care. They don't care. They really don't care. That's why I have, and it's going to offend a lot of people, I'm working on a document to put out to the senators, representatives, that, and it gets down to something that even the young children understand is racism, because it's about a citizen of the United States as somebody that wants those rights like a white citizen. That is a racist statement, folks. And it's understood by most people. It does raise some hackles. It's on the internet. I didn't write it. Congress wrote it. And what's even more astounding is the, quote, statute, if you want to call them that, right after the Civil War are sitting, entitled 42, 1988. All Title 13, all of the civil rights stuff and all of the crimes of 1878 is still sitting there today. And that's where our kangaroo courts sit today. And like I said, I'm not sure. I pondered and tried to puzzle this out of how do we, do the senators and representatives not know? But I think it's a lot of it's just got to be ignorance, greed. I don't know. Well, anyway, I hear the music, so we will see everyone Monday. And by the way, I have Ralph at JustBelly.com. It's R-A-L-P-H at J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. If you've got any questions, get a hold of Republic Broadcasting. Let them know whether you like the show or not, and get a hold of me. I'd like to hear any questions or comments. So let me know, and we'll see everyone Monday, same time at 7 o'clock Central Time.